Listen. Listen. Woo!
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Come on, church, make the noise in this place.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
sopranos got me singing.
In the book of Revelation 13 chapter, we're going to read a few verses, then we're going to try to scan a little bit. It's a blessing from God, y'all, to hear what the word is saying. And you know what? It makes me feel good. Then one man, out of all that Jesus went through, out of the 12 disciples, only one man stayed with Jesus through it all. Only one man stood up against all the odds of the devil and stood steadfast, wouldn't move, wouldn't, nobody could run him, he wouldn't lie for nobody. John, the only man that I know I have knowledge of that God showed from the beginning to the end. That's amazing to me. A lot of us want to be a lot of things. We want to be do this, we want to do that. But guess what? If you stay steadfast, unmovable, God will always be with you. We need to understand in the 13th chapter, book of Revelation, I stood up on the sand of the sea and saw the beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horn 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemer. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were like a bear, feet of a bear, and his mouth was as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after their beast, the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto this beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in the blaspheme against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given unto him over all kingdoms and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written and the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. We'll stop there. And we want to share some things with you today. You know, we like, I love jubilance. I love to be jubilant myself. I like to get excited. I like to run. I may not run fast as I used to run, but I still like to run. It hit my mind sometimes, even though my body may not perform the evidence, but I like it sometimes. That's sweet. All of us, at one time or another, see, some of you young people don't understand what I'm saying, but your day gonna come when you can't run high like you used to run. But thanks be to God that you're still running, huh? Whatever happened, just keep running, keep functioning, and God gonna give you the strength to what? Surpass all things that get in your way. You'll be able to jump over it, around it, under it, over it, or through it. And God is the one that takes us through all of it. Now here John is here in the book of Revelation. He's talking to us again. He's trying to tell us that Satan is against the church. He's mad with the church. And he's so mad with the church that he come down against the church, and he's spewing stuff out of his mouth like lies, rivers of water, lies, and he say, she say, they say, all kind of stuff. And the devil, what he did, the devil planted a seed through people in the church. In the church, there never should be any negativity. Everything in the church should be positive all the time. We should never look down on a brother, but when we look down, we ought to be picking somebody up. This is what God wants us to understand and wants us to see. So Satan is mad with God and with the saints of God. Satan don't want the church to prosper. He wants the church to be under his feet. Satan wants to tread up on you all the time and keep you thinking the worldly stuff. He wants to put famous in the land so you can come to him. He wants to put money, huh, in your pocket and you can't buy nothing neat. That was Satan wants, so you'll yield to him. It's people on this earth, y'all. Listen at me. In government, it is, this scripture is about government. Y'all need to read and pray. This is about the government all over the world. This scripture about the government, not about the Christian. It's about protecting the Christian, but the government coming down upon the Christian, coming down upon the church. Now, that's horrible. I know we're in a society, we're in America today, and we ain't supposed to say things like that. But it's in the book. It's in the book. The government is the one that try to cut you down. The government is the one that making all these rules and regulations. Look at 47 states now in the United States. 47 in the United States, they drew up plans to keep you from voting. That's the government. They trying to have one world rule government that come from hell, that come from devil. Because when devil, he couldn't stay in order in heaven, so Micah knocked him out. And John was the one that seen Micah. When Micah hit him, John said, he passed me like lightning. And ever since he hit this earth, he been raising hell with the church. He been trying to take over the church. Jews say this. They say some of them, they look like Christians. Say some of them crept in unaware. And then the church cut all kind of hell when he let him in there. What we got to do, you got to watch. Be vigilant. And when people come to church or they want to do something, be careful. Discern their spirit. Pick their spirit up before you put them up. Because when they get up, if they ain't of God, they're going to tear the church up. John stood on the sands of the sea, and he seen this beast come up out of this water. And then he described this beast. He said he having 7 heads, 10 horns. Upon the horns, 10 crowns, which represent power and authority. 7 is the fullness of God. And the Bible tells us, say, on his head was the name, the head, 7 heads was the name of blasphemy. Now watch this, blasphemy means totally coming against what God said, totally coming against God. They're not even recognize God as Lord and Savior, but you putting other folks in charge, putting other folks over God. God don't like that. He said, worship me in spirit and what? In truth. We putting everything now before God. Except ye first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness, all these things going to be added unto you. We got people now in this nation that want to be honored, want to have all the power, all the authority. That's what this book's saying right here. That's what it's saying. See, we slip around and all trying to get along with people. But look, I can't do it, y'all. I'm sorry. I ain't trying to get along with nobody. I'm trying to tell you the truth. Because if the Lord come and see me trying to get along with you and not telling you the truth, it's going to be bad on me. I already know that. So I ain't trying to get along. Look, I tell you all the time, I ain't looking for no friend. Because when you find a good friend, sooner or later, going to be trouble for you. But in Jesus, if you find him, everlasting peace, everlasting joy, everything going to be in order. Nothing going to be out of order. No more. You'll never have a crossword or nothing in Christ Jesus. Because we in the flesh here, in this nature here, we always going to see something we need to look at. We're always going to see something and discard to what the Lord said. But when God give us that renewed mind, that right spirit, you can walk anywhere and be proud. You can say anything and know it's come from the word of God. And you don't have to duck your head. But when you lie, you got to cover up. You got to lie again and again and again. You got to keep lying. And the Bible said, a liar won't tear in his sight. You ain't going to be judged for lying. We got to be, let's be real with this stuff. And say, the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. Whoo, Jesus. And then the feast like the feet of a bear. And his mouth was as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power, and his seed gave him his seed and great authority. Satan sent his little imps out here to the church today, y'all. Y'all right out here. When he got knocked down to the earth, Satan mad right now because he can't control everything. He mad. He all upset. Now he angry. And he wanted, everywhere he see a remnant of God, he want to destroy him. Everywhere he see you doing good, he want to stop goodness and put trouble there. Everywhere he, you know, the Bible say when you're a child, you got to drink milk. Sometime in the church, he coming out, he ought to knew that already. He a preacher, he should already know that. No, no, everybody in here got to start from a babe. Ain't no grown children. I don't know but one grown child ever existed on this earth, and that was Eve. Come out of Adam. Only one. Since then, Eve's the mother of all living. According to the Bible now, maybe y'all know something I don't know. But the Bible says Eve is the mother of all that's living. How that could be? She birthed the church. She birthed the church. Mary birthed. Fulfills the church when she brought forth the son, the male child. She fulfilled the church. All the apostles and prophets through the generation, they worked in the church and worked on the church. But Jesus built it. He put the final touch to it. And see that this beast, he got three power. He's a fierce. He coming up out the sea, fierce. He want to tear everything up. He want to do all evil stuff. He want to tear people up. He don't want people to be in peace. He hate 133rd Psalm, number Psalm. How good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together. He don't want that. He want to go separating, arguing, and fighting among ourselves today. So when in the end results come, we all going to go in the lake with him. I'm trying to skip the lake, y'all. I'm trying to skip the lake. I don't need to go in the lake. I ain't no good swimmer anyway. So I need to skip the lake. And I need to skip her saying, they saying, she saying. Sometimes that's a flood of water. People say, you start a lie going, and before you know it, it'll beat you home. Y'all don't believe that. And the Bible says, Satan gave him power. Satan is deceptive. He gave this beast power to come out to sea. And I saw one of his heads. Watch this. I saw one of his heads, this beast. Got these seven heads. I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. Finna die. And his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered at the beast. Good God Almighty. Let me tell you something. Satan worked miracles too. Satan worked miracles. You don't believe me? When they was in Egypt, when Israel was in Egypt,
the soothsayers, sorcerers, and all these witchcraft people and all that, they had things coming forth, snakes and everything coming forth. And God told Moses, the rod that you got in your hand, lay it down on the floor. And it devoured all them serpents up. Divide them up. He got power. And a lot of time, Satan put a good program on. Put a good program on. And we give heed to the program. And all you got to do is look in the book. And you can tell what's right and what's wrong. And then they want you to, and if you don't, Nebuchadnezzar, no, Daniel. Daniel, don't you pray to nobody else. Don't pray to nobody else. If we catch you praying, you're going to get in the lines then. Daniel said, well, I got a charge and decision to make here. Whom I'm going to serve now. I'm going to keep praying to the man that took care of me, or I'm going to shut up my mouth. And when they found Daniel wouldn't back up, when they found him praying, they went to the king and told him, they told him in the line then. And when early that next morning, the king ran there, Daniel, why would he call him if he thought he was dead? He's able to keep me in the midst of the storm. We got everything. We so mixed up here in America now. I don't know what's going on. Some talk about the shot. Some want to take a shot. Some don't want to take it. That's your business. But watch this. If you got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to this thing and it'll flee from you. But if you got any doubt in you at all, you better take it a shot. Better get your shot. Can't faith. You got failure. You got to have full faith in Christ Jesus. You got to be able to speak those things that be not as though they were. And it's going to come to pass. But if you wavering, you're gone. You're gone. Be careful. I don't have the authority to tell nobody to do nothing. But I recommend if you don't have the faith in Christ Jesus and walking in the light as he's in the light, go get your shot. And when Satan healed that head, watch this. When he's healed that head, look what the book said. I didn't write this. And they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. Now watch what this say here. And they worship the beast. You know, see, God got apostles and prophets and preachers and priests, right? Satan got them too. If you study your Bible close, in Rome, when the Christian real preachers was preaching the word of God, they killed them out and put their people in place. And Satan was happy. And then the people, to save their life, they start obeying the pagan worship. They didn't want to do it, but they had to do it to save their life. Can I come home a little bit? Women, I exalt you highly. If it wouldn't be for y'all, a lot of us brothers wouldn't be here today. Y'all had to give up your life, give up your body, that we'd be preserved and have life. So when you go around here, stop damning these women because they say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Keep your mouth closed. If you can't say something good, keep your mouth closed. Keep your mouth closed. God going to judge you. Not me. Lionel can't judge nobody. I'm got to be judged by God. Then when I walk before him, what are you going to say? Why are you talked against my servants. Lord, I didn't think they, I ain't put you there to think. I put you there to tell what the words say. That's what he gonna tell me. Tell him what the words say. Don't worry about the other stuff. Tell him. Don't be afraid. Just tell him what the words say. So Satan came to make war against the church and the beast as well. He wanna come to us. And that was given unto him a mouth speaking great thing. Watch this. Y'all look at our nation capital. Look at how it's built now. We scared to vote on a bill. Right now. See, I'm telling you, see, we thought there was something. This is what church folks say, stay out of that politics. Jesus was the greatest politician ever lived. And we've been so brainwashed. Reb, you need to stay away from that. Why not tell the truth? This about government here, y'all. This ain't about no heaven. That's about government. How government is trying to take over the world and rule the world. Said they worshiped the dragon. He gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto this beast? Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war against him? Now, this the devil. And saying this, can't nobody, just because the devil heal a head, heal one of them seven heads, it was finna die. And Satan healed it. Now we worshiping Satan. Because he performed a miracle. He that is in me is greater than he. Where? Lord Jesus. Why we worship beasts and stuff? Why we lift people up, human beings up so high? And walk by another man that's of a low estate. Why we do this stuff like that? If I got three doctor's degrees, I walk by Reverend Henry and don't speak to him, I got three doctor's degrees. What profit a man to gain the whole world and yet do what? Lose his own soul. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men. So let's lift Jesus, not yourself. Let's lift Jesus up, and he's going to help to save some more people. He's going to put it in their mind, in their spirit, in their heart, you need me. But I understand. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blaspheming things. See, starting lies off, they float everywhere. And power, and given unto him to what? Continue 42 months. Satan, you know, he got a limited time. He ain't forever. God is forever. Satan ain't forever. He just got a limited time. And so we got to take right now, we got to insert our life in Christ Jesus. If we insert our life in Christ Jesus, what's going to happen? We're going to be on God's side. And then before Satan get turned loose in the earth, the Lord told me he going to seal up on our forehead. But what Satan say, I'm going to put a seal in your right hand. In your right hand. So that's my seal in your right hand. Jesus said, my seal on your forehead. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. I thank God for you. I thank God for y'all. I learn every day. And said he opened his mouth, blaspheming against God and blaspheming against the name of the church. That's what you're talking about. And them that dwell in the church, in heaven, in the church. Lord have mercy. Satan is against us, y'all. Anything happening in this church, the Bible says, if a dispute or something come among us, let us settle it. Don't go outside the court of law. Don't go get no lawyer and all that stuff like that and bring it here and sell nothing in Christian body. We sell all things. We done got where we need to call a lawyer now. I know people get silly, but you still don't need no lawyer. You need a Christian. You need somebody been born again, somebody got wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, know how to put things in order. That's what you need. The lawyer needs Jesus too. Jesus died for the lawyer, the doctor, the no good, the thug, the rug, whatever he is, Jesus died for him. And if he acknowledge Jesus and confess him, he'll save him. I didn't say might save him. That's a covenant promise through his blood that he'll save him. He'll save anybody. He said he wished that none be lost. He want everybody to be saved. Jesus do. That's why he died for everybody. And they say it was given unto him, make war against the saints. Now that's us, y'all. And to overcome them, and power was given unto him over all kindreds. All tongue, all nation. Oh, now you say, Smith, well, I study this stuff so I know what I'm saying. Every nation on earth, every people on earth, every creature on earth, watch this, every creature on earth, if you're willing to sacrifice yourself, you'll submit yourself to God. But the Bible says, every tongue shall confess, and what? Every knee. To who? Now you got to make that decision. To who? Was you going to serve Satan or you going to serve the Lord? Now you can't serve both of them. That's called lukewarm. And the Bible says lukewarm, he spew you out of his mouth. We got to make a decision today in order not to go through the great tribulation and be condemned to death. Well, Pastor, I ain't there yet. I ain't either. You either. But we can get there by following the code that Jesus gave us. 777, not 666. The mark of the beast, the mark of the devil, the mark of man. But 777, the mark of God. That's all you got to do is take on his image, his likeness, and he's going to preserve us. And I don't care what we go through, he's going to deliver us out of it. Every nation, Bible says, every nation, every tongue, we all got to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. He made it available for all of us. You know, I have problems. I mean, I just tell it like it is. Don't matter. Anybody gonna do me nothing. Every church in this land believe their church is the true church. I don't understand that. And they keep us separated all the time. Because I'm Baptist, Protestant, Methodist, Jehovah, whatever it is. You still the church. God still died for you. Why we can't get along? Why we can't get together? Well, is it real? It's because every preacher want to run the show? That's possibility. But let me tell you, can I say something about y'all, Pastor? If you just let me sit on the back seat back there and wave my hand, I'm satisfied. I ain't got to run nothing. What I want to do is make sure that I'm anchored in Christ Jesus. I want to make sure that I know how to love and get along like Solomon said. Lord, if you're giving a power and authority to train my people, to treat them good, when I go in to them, I handle them right. When I come out from them, I handle them right. I want the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord, how to be a great king over my people. It's okay, Solomon. You ain't ask for the riches. You ain't ask for the enemy head and all that stuff like that. I'm going to bless you with that. I'm going to give you more than you asked for. I'm going to give you some wisdom that nobody ever have on this earth. It's amazing. But we got to catch on now before that day comes, great tribulation comes. If any man have an ear, what do you say? If you've been born again, watch this. Don't get upset. If you've been born again, you receive Christ Jesus' word. If you've been born again. If you hadn't been born again, you ain't going to listen at it. You're not going to listen. Y'all hear me? You're not going to listen at what God said if you ain't been born again. God only revealed his self, his spirit, his righteousness, his truth to those that have been saved. His mission will never be known by an unsaved person. Just the saved, just his children he gives. Real, but that's God. He got. We got to be the same way. We got to be just like God. If you ain't like God, you might get left. We used to sing a song, Dawson, about I'm going home on the morning train. Now. You better get up early, get things in order, because that morning train is on time. And I don't know what time, but you be ready when it do come by. The door open, you better jump in. I don't know who the conductor is. I know who the driver is. I don't know who the conductor is. Might be Moses, might be Elijah, might be Abraham. I'm the conductor. But I know who the man that's driving it. That's Jesus. And the son said, where he leads me, I'll follow. The head, the ending, the one that do all them going. Everything else is following. God wants us to know that. He wants us to understand that. He wants us to be rich in him. In him, let us be rich. All this power Satan had, he wanted to take over the whole world. Now, watch this. And I never been nowhere but the United States. I've been to Canada one time. America want to rule everything on earth. Could I tell the truth? I'm scared of that. Because when I read that, I got scared. The Bible says Satan trying to have one world government. That's what the book says. And Satan got authority and power of all these nations subjected to the United States of America. Y'all read your book? All these is subject to the United States of America. We the powerful country. That's what they say on earth. But we got division among us. We got hatred among us. Got animosity among us. And we still hollering hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And all these different attitudes and feelings and all that. And they tell me, I'm going home to be with the Lord. How? When you get there, he say, the goats he going to put on the left side. And the believers, he going to tell them to get over there on the right. Lord, how much? He going to separate. Not me. Who am I? He just sent me to take the message. That's all I'm fit for. Take the message. If they hear you, they'll be blessed. They don't hear you, they're going to be cursed. But just take it out anyway. Like I said, he said, watch what this say. Said he may say, and he that leadeth into captivity shall go into what? Is that true? And that's what's in my book. I'm saying, is that true? If you make a slave out of me, you're going to be made a slave out. Is that true enough? And look what he said. He that killeth with the sword must be what? Kill with the sword. This is the Bible, y'all. Here is the patience and the faith of the saint. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. One out of sea and one out of earth, he said. And he had two horns like a lamb. What? Did I tell y'all one of the testimonies I had in my early life? You know, the Pentecostal was prevalent in this area. They had plenty of Pentecostals. And you go there, you know, they kind of understand things. And you go there, and then a preacher told me one time, say, boy, you ain't say you're a devil. You come here because these girls here. I say to myself, you sure right? See, we can dress up and act like we something that we not, huh? We can fake stuff like we got it, but you can't fool God. You can't fool him at no time. See, it's a lot of that in this earth. It's a lot of that in this earth, in the church system. The authorities. We got to watch authorities. We can take authorities too far sometimes. I can come in here. I'm supposed to be the head of the church on earth. I'm supposed to be the only one in this building to give authority. In other words, to feed you with word, knowledge, and understanding. I'm supposed to be the one. The other preachers in here just preach jubilant sermons, hallelujah sermons, just preach some truth. But direction and feeding the flock and telling you how to go left or go right, only the pastor can do that. But Satan can come in the church and say, every preacher in the church can tell the congregation what to do. I don't know how that lie got out. And nobody ever cut it off. Okay, you don't believe that. Watch this. I'm coming home now. Jesus said the church was the what? Bride of Christ, right? Watch this. Men, could I borrow your wife? Come on, let's be real with this stuff. It's time out for playing. I can't borrow your wife? Well, we're going to heaven anyway. Why I can't borrow? The church is married to Jesus. The church is married to Jesus. Jesus is the head. The Bible says man headed a wife, headed a woman as Christ what? Head of the church. Let's tell it like it is. Stop this foolishness. That's why we stay down so much. We're always in distant dust. Because we listen at the world. And it's telling us right here, Satan going to bring all this up on us. But if you locked in Jesus, ain't none of that going to work. Look what he say here. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. See, it's a lot of tricks in the world. Can I go tell the truth? See, y'all have a lot of fear and y'all don't have that in me. Jim Jones. He hoodwinked the whole nation of people almost. I mean, just had them all, oh, Father Jones, Father Jones, oh, Father Jones. I say, they got to be crazy. Running behind this man. And he ain't nobody. He need Jesus just like you need him. All of us need the Lord. I don't care what I know and where I go. I need the Lord. Just like you need him, I need him. And I can't make it without him. That's for everybody. But then some of us elevate ourselves. God help us. I'm Dr. So-and-so. Don't call me no Rev. I'm doctor. I spent all my time in studying in class. I'm doctor now, so the doctor needs Jesus too. He need him too. He better have him too before Satan get hold to him. So when we work miracles, the devil worked miracles, I already said that. And then when this head was here, the people went and started worshiping the devil and his imp. People start worshiping them. We'll do that today if we ain't careful. You bring a preacher and he do something great and he, I ain't talking about a real preacher. I'm talking about these hoodlum preachers. You bring him, he do something and work something, the devil work a miracle something, we'll fall on our knees to him. Instead of just lifting him up, that he can pray us up. Huh? We don't have time to lift, push him down. Lift, if a miracle is work, lift him up. But don't worship him. Lift him up. That's our job. Don't worship him. Lift him up. Say good things about him. Walk with him and talk with him. Show him you love him. Take him out to dinner. And then he gonna see, say, hey, Brother Real, you know, he mean what he said. Look what he doing to me. I'm gonna remember him. And God gonna remember you too. Look what he said. And he does great wonders so that he make his fire come down. Ooh, Lord, come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. What the way, Elijah? He called fire from where? Heaven. Satan do the same thing and fool people. See what I'm saying? See, the wicked can work miracles. Watch this. Don't nobody in this church know nobody that practices witchcraft in New Scott Island Baptist Church, right? You can speak out. We Christian. We Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, tongue speaking people. Ain't no witchcraft, huh? In the church? No, it's in the world. I know it's in the world. I'm talking about in the church. All in the church is Holy Ghost, kindness, meekness, endurance, patience, love, long-suffering. That's in the church. The Bible say that. But not no witchcraft. God done saved us, washed us and cleansed us. And the stuff that was in us wasn't of God. He washed it out of us. Well, that's what the Bible say. So if y'all dislike it, you dislike it because I'm saying what the word is saying. Let's go. We're almost through. And it said, did all these miracles, and it said, deceive them that, watch this now, this tough. It said, deceive them that dwell on the earth by the what? Means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of what? The beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a what? And ready to die, finna die, and he was healed. See, you ought to worship that beast. You ought to worship that beast. Look at it, y'all. He said you should worship him. See, the people that dwell on earth, worship that beast. People that don't believe in Jesus Christ, worship that beast. People that ain't thinking about Jesus, worship that beast. That's what it's saying. But those that's connected with Christ, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You might die physically, but guess what? Paul said, if this earthly house of this tabernacle could dissolve, I got another building that wasn't made by hand, but eternal from the heaven. See, the 42 generation men of prophets and apostles and priests died standing up for the truth. Even some deacons after new conversion, even some deacons, Stephen, stood up, wouldn't back up from the truth. He was telling it just like it was. And they started beating on him and biting him. And said, before he died, he looked up. I got to tell y'all the truth. I can't lie to you. He looked up and said, Jesus had already went into his eternal rest. He stood up, stretched forth his hand over Stephen. That's not scripture nowhere. But he stood up because the man stood up for what he taught him. An example he set for him. This man thought nothing of his life. He stood up for Stephen and took the sting out of death. Stephen died in peace. That's amazing, ain't it? He died in peace because he wouldn't deny Christ. Peter was scared to death when Peter got ready to die, when they got ready to execute Peter. Peter had denied Jesus. Peter had denied Jesus, scared to identify with Jesus because the government was against the disciples, and he's scared to identify. So Peter said this in his great confession. He said, look, I'm not worthy to be hung on a cross like my Savior. What I need you to do, turn me upside down and crucify me upside down. Because I can't hang on the cross like my daddy. I can't hang like Jesus. Nor can you, but you got to walk in his image and his righteousness and his likeness, and then God going to receive you. Yeah, but Peter, you ain't going to be in heaven. You ain't going to be in heaven. Just because he doubted a few times, that ain't got nothing to do with his salvation. Let us look on. My God, my God, my God. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, good God Almighty. He told him, first of all, you got to mold, make an image of the devil, make an image of the beast. And so he gave him power unto the beast. Now watch this. Watch what this says, that the image of the beast should both speak. Huh? Now this show going to throw you off. Say both speak and cause what? That as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. See, you had never walked in there. You never walked in there. We hadn't walked in there, but I'm preparing you for the day come. You don't have to walk in it because Jesus had already cleared everything up. That's why I'm teaching this right now. Christ had already cleared all that up. So if you accept Christ as Lord and Savior, you ain't got to go through that because you're going to have the mark on your forehead. And he's just going to say, come on in here, sir. These other people that yet remain on earth, they're going to go through some all kind of hell on this earth. All kind. But if you stand, be steadfast for Christ, and he calls all, both great and small, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark in their right hand or in their what? God help us. He got his people. And the people, and we're closing, the people that's going to be damaged is the people that don't have Christ. The people that don't haven't been sanctified, ordained of God, they're going to want to have to go through all this stuff in this great rapture. That's it. Not you. Not you. This is our day today to connect with Christ. If we connect with him today, you don't have to worry about where you'll spend eternity because you're going to be with the Lord. Let us give our life to him. Let's give our life to him. And that no man might buy or sell, say he that have the mark of the beast in his hand, or the number of the beast, which is 666. And it's church, as sure as I'm standing up here, it's going to come down to that because the Bible ain't going to lie. We got to, in order to buy food, the day going to come where we got to have that mark, 666, in order to buy food. And if you take the 666, That's blasphemous against God. But if you take the 777, you automatically go to heaven. God help us. In the Bible, we close this. He said, here in his wisdom, let him that have understanding count the number of the beast. For it is 666, 600, 66. Let us look to the hill today, whence cometh our help. Our help coming from God that made heaven and earth.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
K-A-Y-T, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1.
Yeah. Mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to come. Your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways and my years ahead. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater.